Alistair Fisher, a second in the end, so you must be delighted with how things came good on the final day.
Yeah, we're very pleased. It was a tough battle all the way again with Sam, and it would end up second. Overall, it's a very rewarding result for the whole team. You know, Sam and I pushed really hard in the R5s.
So then we're going to get a quick word with the winners on the stage, and then we've got the TV and all
and
the camera work to
you
do
had
as well.
A few spills yourself during the 3 days.
Not too bad, to be honest.
The photographs taken with family.
A couple of slides here and there, but nothing too major. Thankfully, with no massive scares. So, tire choice was relatively easy. It was a little bit difficult today, but thankfully everything worked out.
And once again, the event has proved itself. The only 3-day event of its kind in
the
country. You look at the crowds and the camaraderie amongst the crews. It really is a great occasion.
Okay, yeah, certainly. There's atmospheres here all 3 days, and even during the recce, there's a big build-up, and you know, the whole county's behind it. And
oh,
it's great
Manus.
To see, and
it
pays off, and all the drivers and co-drivers enjoy it.
Great,
many thanks.
Go ahead, can you get on
under
that? Round of applause for your wonderful
Gary.
Folks once again.
Get a wee word.
Well, Gary, you've been through many rallies. It can be a case of so near so far. Maybe you didn't get the breaks from early on this time.
Yeah, I know. We just had a bad rally from the very start. Nothing seemed to go right, you know. And then this morning we were no man's land. We were third and nowhere. And then we dropped 40 seconds, two stages. We've just made a wrong tyre choice. So it's very hard to come back. And then a good battle rally in the last stage. And we came up with a rattle there all weekend. But the back depth gave up just about 3 miles then. So yeah, dropped for 20 seconds. That was second place. Going, but look, we're at the finish. We have to get positive, sort of a bit of crack.
Yeah, and overall, I mean, it was a good rally from the organisers' point of view and spectators.
Yes, look at the crowd here today. Yeah. That's what it's all about, and everybody's smiling and is happy. So, yeah.
And you'll be back.
Oh, I'll be back.
Oh, Marty, you must be very well pleased.
Yeah, delighted, Marty, to get finished. Delighted. It was tough out of the weekend there, like every stage, it was flat out as hard as we possibly go, but it's good to get finished now as well.
At the back of your mind, were you hoping that, look, I have to get round because I have to go to Belgium on Monday?
I were away to Belgium tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, so. No, just enjoyed thinking about it now until I was crossing the finish line there. It was like, right, we're setting there for Belgium, but no, I didn't even think about it at all, so.
Great. Dino Sullivan! It ended up being a very good rally from your point of view.
Oh, it definitely was. Very enjoyable event from start to finish. It was excellent paces there all again, so it's good to be here at the finish. Definitely yeah. Is.
And you're heading off to Belgium now?
Yeah, we're heading to Belgium now tonight for Ypres for the next round of the BRC round.
So it's a busy year. Give us an insight into yourself and Marty Gallagher. What's the plan for the whole year? You're taking part in the British Border Championship, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing the full BRC, the full Irish Tarmac, and we're also doing the Scottish Rally Championship. So it's been a busy year between gravel and tarmac as well, so it's been a good year so far.